This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There was fighting in Sudan's capital on Wednesday night despite both sides announcing they would abide by a new 24-hour ceasefire. A previous attempt at a truce failed a day earlier. The new ceasefire attempt came as alarm was growing that millions of Sudanese were on the brink of disaster from the past 5 days of warfare between the country's two most powerful generals. The fighting grew less intense in the first hours after the ceasefire took effect at 6 p.m., with sporadic clashes continuing in the city center. The U.S. Department of Justice insists that perpetrators and enablers of atrocities in the Ukraine war will be held accountable for war crimes and is seeking more authority from Congress to give funds to Ukraine that are obtained from the seizure and sale of wealthy Russian assets.
Russia has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine. We cannot, we will not let war criminals escape accountability for the aggression and atrocities they have committed.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco told a Senate panel Wednesday that they need more tools to strengthen the DOJ's ability to go after Russian President Vladimir Putin and those who support the Russian war effort. The European Union is preparing 100 million euros in compensation for farmers in five countries bordering Ukraine and plans to introduce restrictions on imports of Ukrainian grains. Pressure has mounted on Brussels to work out a European-wide solution after Poland and Hungary banned some imports from Ukraine last weekend and other Eastern European countries said they were considering similar action. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A delay in the court hearing for the U.S. Air National Guardsmen accused of leaking highly classified military documents, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A judge has delayed the hearing for 21-year-old Jack Teixeira to give the defense more time to prepare. Teixeira was charged last week with unauthorized retention and transmission of classified national defense information. He was supposed to appear in Boston federal court on Wednesday. The defense asked the judge to delay the hearing for about 2 weeks. A new date has not been set. Teixeira is accused of sharing highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other top national security issues in a chat room on Discord, a social media platform that started as a hangout for gamers. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday temporarily preserved access to a widely used abortion pill, delaying its decision on lower court rulings placing restrictions on the drug. Without commenting on the merits of the case, the nation's highest court extended an administrative stay, freezing the lower court decisions until midnight Friday. The initial stay came after the Justice Department filed an emergency appeal asking the court to block the lower court rulings that would have banned or limited use of mifepristone, which accounts for more than half of the abortions in the United States. Two teenagers in the U.S. southern state of Alabama have been arrested and charged for the birthday party shooting over the weekend that left four dead, mainly other teens, and several wounded. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Sergeant Jeremy Burkett of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says Tyreek McCullough, 17, and Travis McCullough, 16, are charged as adults with murder.
We can't get into a motive right now. Absolutely, because that would be part of an ongoing investigation.
DA Mike Segrest says Alexis Dowdell, who was celebrating her sweet 16, had to watch her brother die.
On her 16th birthday party, she'd been helped by her brother as he took his last breath.
Another three were killed, 32 wounded. Segrest says four of them are in critical, and he says more charges are coming.
We're going to make sure every one of those victims has justice.
Audio courtesy WTVM, I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities say a man shot and wounded two cheerleaders in a Texas supermarket parking lot after one of them said she mistakenly got into his car thinking it was her own. The shooting early Tuesday east of Austin was the latest in the string of recent U.S. shootings, apparently sparked by someone showing up at the wrong place at the wrong time. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.